Netflix is releasing another new show today. It's called Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. It stars Ellie Kemper from The Office as a woman rescued from a cult in Indiana who tries to make it in New York City. Here, she's revealing to her new roommate her strange history of being trapped in a bunker for years before being rescued.
I am one of the Indiana Mole women.
From the news. Why didn't you tell me?
Because I just want to be a normal person, and I can't. I don't know anything. I can't tell phones from cameras. Even policemen have tattoos.
That show was co-created by Tina Fey, her first writing effort since 30 Rock. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt was actually made for NBC, but the network ultimately declined to put it on its schedule. In Step Netflix, which bought all 13 episodes. Here to talk about the trend from network to Netflix is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Good morning.
Hi.
Why wasn't this show ready for prime time at NBC?
From talking to execs at NBC, I think it's because the network is trying to develop comedies that have a really large, broad audience, like CBS's Big Bang Theory or Modern Family on ABC. And what they found is that shows like 30 Rock or Parks and Recreation, which just went off the air, they're smart, they're beloved by critics and people who know television, but they just don't draw that kind of broad audience that the networks need. So rather than air another critically acclaimed, low-rated comedy, they let Fay and her producing partner, Robert Carlock, take the show to Netflix.
And why would this show work on Netflix, if not on NBC?
Well, success on Netflix may not be the same as success on NBC. Netflix doesn't need to draw that huge audience with Kimmy Schmidt. And the value for Netflix comes from the possibility that 30 Rock or Tina Fey fans might come and sign up for a subscription just to see the show. And given that Netflix is competing with Amazon and Hulu and all these other platforms for new shows, it also shows people in the industry that Netflix can work well with some of the biggest names in TV. The thing is, it's going to be hard to know whether Kimmy Schmidt is a success or not because Netflix doesn't tell us how many people watch its shows, and so far they've never officially canceled a show for poor performance.
And Eric, Netflix is not the only streaming service giving new life to network TV shows. Later this month, Yahoo will unveil new episodes of Community. That's a comedy about a community college that NBC canceled, then brought back, then canceled again. Here's a bit from a trailer.
New revelations.
He writes to astronauts.
They're national heroes.
Yes, they are. Leave them alone.
Did we give a degree to a dog?
How are these hard questions?
Eric, what's going on here?
Well, you know, NBC has always struggled with Community. It draws a small but loyal audience, and as you can tell, it's pretty funny. But there's been behind-the-scenes drama with the show's creator, Dan Harmon. And when NBC canceled the show for good last year, Harmon thought he'd move the show to Hulu, but ultimately Yahoo picked it up for 13 episodes. So for Yahoo, it's a quick way to draw loyal fans of the show to this streaming platform that really doesn't get as much press as Netflix or Amazon. But for a cult show to move to a platform that a lot of people don't know about or most people aren't watching, that doesn't really seem like a recipe for success.
All right, well, we've talked about a couple of efforts here, but how do these fit into the larger picture of streaming services, online platforms, and network TV?
Well, you know, we've seen Netflix try to rescue other shows that have been on network and cable. They've had Arrested Development, which was on Fox. They've had The Killing, which was on AMC. But we don't know if these online platforms can really continue a show from a network beyond a single season. I mean, for all the publicity that Netflix got for Arrested Development, it hasn't scheduled another season of it. And its version of The Killing was always supposed to be just for a single season to wrap up the series. So Kimmy Schmidt and Community might be the first chances for these streaming services to finally prove they can take a show from a conventional TV outlet and turn it into a hit on their own terms.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks very much.
You're welcome.